Good morning. Today is the last day of DLD, but really, in keeping with this year's theme, it's only the beginning of the lives we're all going to live, having learned what we learned this week. With that in mind, I thought I would wrap up the first 2 days of DLD and begin the third by reviewing some of the most fascinating things I've learned so far. Things I've learned from panels and keynotes, but also from conversations in the halls, out to dinner, over drinks, and in conversation with all of you. From Ben Horowitz, the renowned venture capitalist, I learned that the biggest challenge for entrepreneurs is to keep your own mind from attacking you. Entrepreneurs must focus on solving their actual problems rather than the ones they create in their minds. I learned that the best way for an entrepreneur to succeed is to go all in, to commit their livelihoods to their companies. So when their work gets awful and when you want to quit, you have no choice but to keep going. I learned that, by definition, innovative ideas look like bad ideas, and that if they didn't, everyone would have them. I learned that big companies are supremely effective at getting rid of these kinds of bad ideas. I learned that being an entrepreneur is more of a test of courage than intelligence. I learned that technologies are neither good nor bad, they just are. It's up to us to figure out how to use them to benefit society. Technology has helped us survive as a species many times, and we'll need it many times again in the future. From Travis Kalanick, the controversial CEO of Uber, I learned that even the most hard-edged, combative, and competitive CEO of our generation can learn to strike a new tone and preach the merits of collaboration and even some government regulation. I learned that as long as Uber employs tens of thousands of drivers around the globe, it will be held accountable by the press for the behavior of every single one of its drivers. And I wonder if that's fair. I learned that a tool created to summon limos for Travis and 100 of his friends has, in just a few years, not only taken over the global taxi and limousine industry, it has massively expanded it. I learned that when Uber entered San Francisco in 2010, the city, the entire taxi and limousine market in the city generated $120 million per year. Today, Uber alone generates $500 million a year in San Francisco. I learned that there are 1 billion cars on the road and that they go unused 96% of the time, which is a waste of nearly $20 trillion in assets. I learned that parked cars take up 15% of city space. I learned that some government regulations in the taxi industry are beyond obscene. There were 13,250 taxis in New York City 50 years ago. Today, after the city has multiplied many times in size, there remain 13,250 taxis in New York City. This is because of regulations that protect businesses, not consumers. I learned that that a limo summoned to pick you up in Paris must wait 15 minutes on the curb before you can get in. I learned that in South Korea, chauffeured service is legal so long as you are not Korean. I learned that some government regulations make sense. Taxi drivers must have background checks. So motor vehicle checks and insurance checks are also necessary. I learned that surge pricing in the aftermath of a natural disaster, a policy Uber once stoutly defended, has been changed. I learned that Travis Kalanick has changed, matured beyond small squabbles, assigned of greater ambitions in 2015 and beyond. At dinner on Sunday night, I learned that the engineer in charge of making Google Glass useful for surgeons and other professionals has quit the company, but only to go work for a startup where he believes he can make wearable computers a reality for all workers much sooner. Also on Sunday night, I learned from Bill Gross, the founder of 125 Companies, the inventor of search advertising, that the real key to startup success is not necessarily the idea or execution, but often timing and dumb luck. On Monday morning, from Wes Nichols, an executive at MarketShare, I learned a stunning statistic. Only 5% of boards have someone with marketing experience on them. From Arianna Huffington, I learned that the need for downtime is not a bug in human beings, it's a feature. I also learned from Ariana that given a choice between sitting alone for 15 minutes in silence or suffering an immediate electric shock, men will choose a shock 67% of the time. Women, more sane, will still choose the shock 25% of the time. I learned that Jared Kushner, one of the most successful young startup investors in New York, practices meditation, and that often he will turn his phone off for an entire day. I learned that Jared's healthcare company, health insurance company, Oscar, is named after his great-grandfather. I learned that in its first year, Oscar did $100 million in revenues, all while doing such unorthodox things as giving away free medicine, paying its customers to get flu shots, paying its customers to go to the doctor, and paying customers to wear fitness trackers and walk every day. I learned that Jared hopes incumbent health insurance companies will steal all of his ideas, but that he is not worried about those companies catching up with Oscar's 50 engineers. I learned that the U.S. healthcare industry spends $5 billion a year on paperwork. On Monday afternoon, I learned that Stuart Butterfield's billion-dollar workplace messaging company, Slack, grew from 0 daily users to 16,000 daily users in its first 6 months. And then, in the next 6 months, it grew to 128,000 daily users. When asked about how this happened, Butterfield said, "I get in trouble with PR when I say this, but I have no fucking idea." Later, Butterfield said that maybe it's because, unlike his first company, he's able to explain what Slack is in one sentence. I learned from Butterfield that being successful and having money in the bank won't keep you from staring at your phone first thing in the morning and getting worked up. I learned about all sorts of wild and innovations and technological breakthroughs. I learned that Twitter is working with the city of Jakarta to help prevent deaths by electrocution during the city's annual monsoons. I learned that Amazon can tell a woman is pregnant weeks or months before her doctor. I learned that for the Russian search engine Yandex, one clear signal for the sorts of search results you are looking for is not just what you type into the search bar, but how fast you type it. I learned that there is, in Brooklyn, a startup growing leather and beef without the help of cows. I learned that Reid Hoffman, the billionaire creator of LinkedIn and brilliant venture capitalist, calls himself a mystic atheist, that he believes our current theory of physics is a too limited explanation for the world, but that he does not ascribe to any particular religion. From Hoffman, I learned that if artificial intelligence hits a curve where it is self-improving exponentially, it is time for the human race to worry. Finally, from Hoffman, I learned that the meaning of life has a spiritual component, a component to do with wisdom, friendship, and connecting in a real and present environment. I learned that Hoffman is an optimist that the online world can facilitate more such offline connections. Connections like the ones we have all made here at DLD, where it is only the beginning. So thank you very much for your time.